Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. So yesterday we came away 2-0 losers against Man City after, you know, a remarkable performance from the boys considering what we've been through in the last sort of 19 days without playing a football match. You know, going into the game again, we was not sure on what the lineup was going to be, but we came away from it full strength, which was absolutely brilliant. And I just want to talk about how well I think we applied ourselves and how well we played as a team yesterday, considering what we've been through. To put that level of performance was absolutely remarkable. We defended like absolute lions. We were heroic. We were brave. We played with passion. We had pride. We did everything that I want to see from an Aston Villa team, especially when your back's up against the walls. In recent years, we've seen none of that. This team fight as a group. They're collective. They're in it for each other. They're playing for Aston Villa. And they're playing for the shirt. They're playing for the fans. So they're just absolutely brilliant. I just want to take my hats off to them and just say, you know, they're putting in an astounding performance yesterday. And I'm really proud of that performance that we put in yesterday. We did look a little bit leggy towards the end. We probably weren't as slick as what we normally are. We weren't probably as dynamic at times as what we normally are. But I think all in all, we came up against a very, very good team that have just gone top of the league. They've got quality all over the pitch. Man City played well. I think the conditions weren't great either, especially for both teams. But, you know, we went there with a plan and we were executing that plan absolutely brilliantly. We were still in the game come the 79th minute. And then for me, an absolute joke of a decision, another decision where you're coming away thinking, what are the rules? Because for me, when I want to watch sport, I want to watch clear as day. I want to know what's going on, basically. I want to be watching the game, seeing the game unfold and think, that's what's happened. That's the decision, is offside right there. Because when I saw that header go in and land at Mings's chest, I'm thinking offside, right? You can see the player is behind Mings. As that ball is played over, he's in an offside position. The flag goes up straight away, right? That is the decision that, as a football fan, I've watched football now for 31 years. That is the decision that I would say would happen every single time. But we are coming away from that performance that Villa put in, and that was a goal. You know, what came after the goal is fair enough. Obviously, you know, a little bit of play went on after that. But just a stupid decision, man. Like, VAR, just don't get it. I come away from games now and we're talking about controversial things where we've got technology in the game and you're sort of thinking, we shouldn't be talking about stuff like this. Dean Smith obviously had a yellow, got sent off, absolutely fuming. The pundits are all saying offside. Everybody is saying offside. Yet the technology that we've got in the game can't pick up that it's offside. And I think now it's come to light that there's a new rule. I mean, this new rule is basically saying that because Mings controlled the ball, that brings in now a second phase of play. I mean, where's that come from? Like, that rule, I've never heard that rule before. And I was just thinking, like, it's as if like we're quickly like jotting up a rule. Every time there's a mistake, it's like, yeah, we're just going to jot up a new little rule, change the wording. Offside, mate. It's just absolute joke. I think when we've seen decisions last season, like Wesley's back heel was offside, but then you've got decisions like yesterday where it's just clear as day, it's offside, and it's just not good. It's not good for the fans. It's just not good all around. Like, you know, I'm not one to have like a negative rant, but just last night's performance, I just felt like we'd done so well to stay in the game. It's just bitterly, bitterly disappointing. And then if that doesn't top it up, we have like a handball decision go against us where like that is not a deliberate handball. Like, his hand is just in a position where it's just there. Do you know what I mean? It's just a movement thing. He's not raised his hand to stop the ball. The ball has just hit his hand. It's not a deliberate handball. It's never a penalty. It's given as a penalty, and that just tops up two joke decisions. But it just feels like every week there's always some sort of decision that's going against. And I'm not even talking about Villa here. I'm talking about just decisions in general that just don't really stack up that well. And I just think it's getting beyond a joke now. Like the offside rule now, mate, I don't even know what offside is anymore. I don't know what the handball rule is anymore. I don't know what should be given as a penalty in the box anymore. Whether you take the ball or you take the man, I've no idea what goes on. What am I looking at? Is it, do you get, if you get the ball but you get the man, it's still going to be a penalty anyway. Like, there's just so many decisions now that are just baffling. I feel like we need a new rule book. I think, and it's just so frustrating. So that's my little bit of a rant on the game. All in all, I thought we did well considering. What I'm going to say is what we're going to do is we're going to get all the boys on for an episode this evening, which is going to be out on Friday morning. So we're going to preview the Newcastle game, which I feel like we're going to win that because I've been watching a bit of Newcastle recently and I think they're absolutely shocking. I think their fans are all fuming at Bruce at the minute as well. So it's a nice, happy place for them. And then we have a special announcement on the next episode, which I'm buzzing about. I've seen what we're going to be delivering. They are absolutely awesome. New merchandise. So I'm buzzing to show you all. Yeah, hope you like this video. Bit of a rant from me. But yeah, tune in to our next video with all the lads on as well. So up the Villa. Thanks for watching. Keep the faith.